Jaime Perez from Milwaukee was waiting in the euchre line with his wife and a 16-ounce Miller Lite.
And how many years do you think you've been waiting for tickets?
I would say over 10 years so far. Can beat it. Can beat the price. Even the Brewers lose, you still go home happy. $1 won't hurt so much, right?
The $1 seat isn't the only reason Jaime shows up early.
It's a good environment here, you know. We sit around here and wait for a little while, have a few beers, lunch if you want, and talk to people. That's pretty interesting, all the stories that you hear from people.
At the very front of the euchre line stood Stephen Mandel, who walked over and asked if I'd be willing to interview him. Of course, I obliged.
How long have you been coming to Miller Park to get euchre seats?
Oh, boy, for quite some time. Probably maybe the last 6-7 years. I first heard about this. Might have been back in, like 2007.
Why has Stephen been waiting in line for so many years?
I think it's the atmosphere, really, all the people. Talking to a lot of people, you know, and just hanging out.
Stephen met his wife, Sandra, on a shuttle bus going to a Brewer game a few years back. He waved Sandra over from her spot at the front of the line to add to the story.
In the morning time, it's like it's a big family out here. We actually talk to each other. Like, I actually met a photographer. He actually did our wedding for nothing. And I also met a minister with my $1 ticket.
Today, the I-94 rivalry continues as the Cubs travel to Miller Park.
Brewers Cubs game 2 in the series.
Cubs fan Maggie LaKey waited in line for euchre seats with her husband and daughter.
We came here last year to watch a game. We had already bought our tickets, and we saw a long line by the ticket booth, and we asked somebody what the line was about, and they informed us this was the euchre line. For a dollar, you could see a game. And so we decided we were going to do this next year, kind of like a sports bucket list, if you will.
While I was walking around taking photos, the Mandels called me over to interview their friend, Robert Lobachowski. The Mandels said I had to talk to Robert because he is, quote, a euchre seat historian.
I knew about him when they first came out. They were going to have, I believe it was 105, and obviously it was a dollar right from the beginning. But the Quagmire Giggity was the first time you could get up to 8 tickets a person. Then a couple of years ago, they went to where, okay, 1 ticket per person.
Now a season ticket holder, Robert no longer waits in line for euchre seats, but looks back at those days fondly.
We used to have regulars. We used to see everybody. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'll see you in the euchre line again.
Jack Sudar from Milwaukee has never waited in the euchre line before, but he seemed right at home.
Well, I got chips, friends, and beer, so I mean, it's been pretty good so far. I mean, I'm going to be sitting in the parking lot anyways, doing pretty much what I'm doing now. So the wait wasn't really much of a factor at all for me.
Chicago native Michelle Buban and her Brewers fan boyfriend, Jeff Wilson, live in Milwaukee and were excited to purchase their $1 tickets.
I could never even think that you can get a ticket for a dollar, you know, to get inside a baseball game, ever.
How much do you pay for a ticket in Wrigley if you go, on average?
Well, let's see. So I was active duty in the military, and so I usually get them for free.
Last year, standing room only, we paid like $35 to $45, something like that.
That was the Brewer Cubs game, too.
Jeff has lived in Milwaukee for about 10 years now and says he hasn't purchased too many euchre seats in that time.
Just a couple, not all that often, but when you've got friends in town and it's Brewers Cubs and you need a cheap ticket, this is the way to do it. It's the best deal in sports.
How many?
Two.
Two? Okay. There's your two tickets. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Euchre seats go on sale 90 minutes before first pitch and can only be purchased from Ticket Booth 12. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Marty Lamentz.